All right, that's Doctor Who done.
Yep. So the other
next
thing,
topic.
The other thing is a very sad thing, which is film director George A. Romero has died, age 77. He had, I think he had lung cancer, which sounds horrible. And he is, if our listener doesn't know, he is responsible for, well, largely responsible for the zombie movie as we know it, with his now utterly classic black and white super low budget movie Night of the Living Dead, from
amazing,
all the way
amazing
back
film.
In 1968, which he made with private finance money. So you know, he got money from dentists and doctors and people like that, and then said, okay, you can be in the film if you give me the money. And then
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so a lot of the zombies that are walking around in the film are financiers of the movie.
It is such a great film.
It's brilliant. I
and
mean,
it's such yeah. The vision for the series is so great.
Oh yeah, but what Night of the Living Dead manages to do, all the way back from 1968, which we have to remember was a time of great civil upheaval in the United mm-hmm. States, is it manages not only to be incredibly gory and scary and nail-biting, but also provides social, political commentary at the same time.
Really, really harsh.
Yeah, really harsh.
Political comment, yeah.
Something that he would carry on throughout his career to a greater and lesser degree of success, but he did try and do that for the rest of his career.
Yeah, I mean, the joy of the films are that they're kind of awful at the same time as being amazingly brilliant. And some of them flip over into just plain awful.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen Diary of the Dead, and I don't really want to watch it, to be honest. So
so we should talk about Dawn of the Dead, because in my opinion, it's the best of the
lot. Yeah,
lots.
Dawn of the Dead is amazing. Yeah, so that was
Dawn of the Dead is set in a shopping centre, and it's sort of very much a comment on sort of commercialism in the '80s and things.
Yeah,
like
very
that.
Much so. And interestingly, I'm just looking at the dates that these things were made. That was 10 years after Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead was made.
Is it not the '80s then? Is it the late?
It's 78. Yeah, which is incredible. But I guess because these things are made with private money, and you know they have to cobble together a budget.
Hmm.
You do what you can with what you've got. In fact, he didn't make a proper studio picture until much later in his career.
Mm. The mythology. So what he's really responsible for, in my opinion, is this: the whole mythology around zombies.
Yes.
Sort of seemed came from him, and in particular, the thing about his films which I find amazing is that in almost all of them, in all of them, zombies are noble, suffering beasts.
Yeah.
And in some of them, your sympathies lie entirely with the zombies.
Yes, because they seem to be the only sane beings around, with humans making increasingly stupid decisions.
So they exist in this sort of agony, and to me, it's kind of a picture of the human condition, that it's just sort of misery,
yeah,
and suffering,
yeah.
And insanity everywhere, and death, right? And you know, so as humans, we go through life, and these sort of awful world-stopping things happen, and then you just carry on, because what else can you do? And to me, the life, the experience of a zombie is kind of a picture of that.
Yeah, yeah.
But they just carry on and they suffer.
Yeah. But without his, yes, I agree. Yeah, completely. They remain the only constant in all of these movies. Is the zombies shuffling around in this post-apocalyptic world, or this apocalyptic world as it is? But without his influence, we would not have things like The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I was about to say, Walking Dead is almost completely taking its mythology from the Romero film.
Yeah,
it's pretty much exactly in the same universe.
Yeah, it is. We wouldn't have stuff like the game, is it Left 4 Dead?
Yeah, Left 4 Dead is pretty strongly influenced by it.
Yeah, I mean, they are sort of running.
That's a great
running
game.
Zombies. You wouldn't have stuff like 28 Days Later, even though they're not zombies.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have things like The Girl with All the Gifts, even though they're also not zombies. Mm-hmm. But those films would not exist.
Shaun of the Dead is explicitly a kind of sequel to the...
Yeah.
The Night of the Living Dead series.
It absolutely is, yeah. It's, they even quote some lines from Night of the Living Dead in that film.
And Romero liked it, apparently.
Yeah, he loved it. He thought it was an... Well, the thing with Shaun of the Dead is that although it's a comedy, it takes the business of horror really seriously.
Yeah.
Which is good. So Come an American Werewolf in London, which is, you know, quite light-hearted... The horror elements of that are pretty gruey.
Yeah. Shaun of the Dead is a brilliant tribute to a brilliant series. So the way the series goes, you've got the Night of the Living Dead, which is the original black and white, groundbreaking, socially, politically important film. Mm. Then you've got Dawn of the Dead, which is a sort of 80s, even though it's apparently not 80s, it's a sort of 80s shopping centre.
Yeah.
And they're basically holed up in a shopping centre surrounded by zombies for most of the film. Yep. And again, you have the same kind of issues you always have in zombie films where someone is going to become a zombie and you have to kill them. And it's all about death and suffering and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then there's a remake of Dawn of the Dead, which is also rather good.
Yeah, that's directed by Zack Snyder, which I really enjoyed.
And then there's some other films. So there's
Day of the Dead.
Day of the Dead.
Which is not very good.
Which is a terrible third film in the series, but still worth it for the zombies. The zombies are still suffering, and through the series, the zombies become more
human.
Sentient.
Yeah,
you can see at least more humanity in them, and there's some semblance of consciousness.
Day of the Dead is worth it only for a scene in which a captain, who is one of the worst actors in any of George Romero's films.
And that's saying something.
It's saying something. Tells the zombies who are eating him to choke on his guts.
It's so good. It's so good. And that, to me, that it's important for us to point out that part of the joy of watching these films is just the cheese. You know, it's not...
Yeah.
There's a lot more to it, but that is at the core of the joy.
Yeah, it's really cheesy.
Then you've also got Land of the Dead, which came in a lot later.
A lot later. Yeah, it was in the mid-2000s, I think.
And that, have you seen that?
Yes, we went to the cinema to see that. Me, you and Pia.
Oh, did we watch it together?
Me, you and Pia.
Yes, yeah. Mm. And that's quite good, or at least not as bad.
No, I enjoyed Land of the Dead. I've seen it a couple of times since then as well. And
right.
I think it... And that's a kind of... That is definitely a satire on the haves and the have-nots of society. So yeah. Dennis Hopper...
The sort of modern gap between rich and poor.
Yeah, so Dennis Hopper lives in a massive skyscraper with all the rich people, and all the poor people live down in the undercity, and the zombies are coming. And
the zombies live outside in the kind of really...
Yeah, but they manage to get in. And
By the end of Land of the Dead, you... are purely supporting the zombies.
Yeah,
you just want to see them tear the place down.
Yeah.
And that, so it's kind of come the full... And you also see some intelligent behaviour from them. So
yes.
you see the full range from Night of the Living Dead, there's very little hint that they're particularly sentient. And then gradually through the films, they wake up until, by the Land of the Dead, they appear to be able to make intelligent tactics.
Yeah.
And you are totally on their side.
Yeah, because they represent a clean break, a clean start.
Yeah, because they're noble. They've always been noble. All the way through it, they've been noble.
Yeah.
And humans show themselves not to be. Mm. And then the one that we're embarrassed of, and we've stepped straight past, is Diary of the Dead, which is supposedly a found footage film. And I have watched all the way through, but it is almost unwatchably bad.
Oh,
there's very little to recommend it. It's just terrible.
Hmm.
So I don't know what happened there.
No, don't know. So I haven't seen that. I don't want to watch it. It's You know, I've heard that it's terrible, and I think it will sully my memory of the other films if I watch it.
But, I mean, just the fact of how bad it is kind of pleases me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But not so much that I'd watch it again, because it's painful.
Right, yes. Okay. So,
So total genius, and total, I mean, the empathy for human suffering that is expressed through those films is extreme. And if this whole conversation doesn't make sense to you, then I'm sorry, I don't know how to explain it. But to me, watching zombie films is a really important experience. It helps me deal with the experience of day to day life.
Okay.
And it's part of it's and it's good for me.
Yeah, I really enjoy them. I think that, excuse me, I think that the Walking Dead, for all its soapiness and, stupid decisions made by people, notably the sheriff, who keeps making bad decision after bad decision.
No, he's a hero.
He's a hero. It shows us the best and worst of humanity over a story arc, over an entire series. And I think that George Romero's Dead films do the same thing. So I think that for our listener who may not have seen any of these films but might be aware of them, I would say start with Night of the Living Dead. Because
That's brave. You have to be someone who can put up with an old film if you're going to do that.
Yeah, it's an old film, but to me it doesn't seem very old. It still seems very fresh.
See, yeah. I would recommend starting with the remake of Dawn of the Dead or the original Dawn of the Dead.
Okay.
I think they're much more palatable.
Right, okay.
To a modern audience. But it depends. If you can sit through a black and white film.
Okay, so for me, Dawn of the Dead is too commercial. I mean, I did enjoy it, but it does feature running zombies as well. Whereas Romero's films do not feature running zombies.
Fair enough. All right, start with the original Dawn of the Dead. How's
okay.
that?
Okay. Original Dawn of the Dead.
Or Night of the Living Dead. I mean, ideally, obviously, start at the beginning, watch the series in order.
Yeah, watch it in order. Yeah.
Ideally.
There is a remake of Day of the Dead as well, which you should avoid.
Really?
Because it's no better than the original, so it's pointless.
Is it as good as the remake of Psycho?
I haven't seen the remake of Psycho with Vince Vaughn.
Oh, so
I don't know.
It's weird. It's weird. Mm. Watch it. It's weird.
Okay. Isn't it a shot for shock? Shot for shot.
Yeah.
And dialogue exactly the same. So yeah. Utterly pointless.
It's weird. Mm. It's as an exercise in obsession, it is very interesting.
Mm.
We've gone off topic.
Yeah, massively.
What was I going to say? I was going to say something else. Yeah, the thing about Walking Dead that's interesting is, apart from the fact that there's something about it that I means that I just utterly love it, but that's kind of a side issue. The kind of empathy for suffering thing that I was talking about, where you feel sympathy for the zombies and the constant noble suffering that they're going through. The interesting thing about Walking Dead is, although the zombies are pretty much canon from the Romero zombies, most of the time you spend empathizing with human suffering is with the characters in Walking Dead, not with the zombies.
Yeah.
And actually, the characters go through trauma after trauma after trauma and grief after grief after grief. And you go through it with them, and it's essentially the same emotion.
Yeah.
But it's about you're feeling it with the characters rather than with the zombies. I mean, obviously, you also get that in most of the Dead films as well, right? Because people deal with a lot of grief. They mostly deal with it by running away from scary things.
Yeah.
Whereas in Walking Dead, you get a bit more of the aftermath of grief.
Yeah, I mean, The Walking Dead is like all of the gaps between the Night of Romero's films filled in, you know. Mm. So you see all of the nuance and all of the stuff that's been going on whilst you've been away, basically.
Yeah. There's this constant theme that people are just carrying on after they've been bereaved.
Because you don't...
And after they've suffered.
Because humans do that, don't they? They just don't... Yeah, most humans just don't stop. You try and carry on. You try and find a way through it. Yeah. Even though it seems
and that's
utterly
bleak.
Well,
I find it inspiring.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Okay, so George Romero, respect.
Yeah, amazing films, amazing ideas, and desire to change the world.
Yeah, definitely.
Changed my life, certainly.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, mine too. I think that I watched Night of the Living Dead many, many years ago. Not Night of the Living Dead. Dawn of the Dead. Mm. On television many, many years ago. And was just utterly gripped by it. Yeah. Just think this is utterly brilliant. So
I still remember scenes from it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it for decades.
Yeah. Actually, there's if our listener cares to dig it out, there's an interview with him on the Empire podcast, which is really good. It's, you know, he's such a candid talker about his life and his influences and you know, how his parents were really supportive of what he did and that kind of thing. So that's really worth a listen if you can find it on their back catalogue. Yeah, there we go.
Thank you, George.
Yeah, thank you. If I had a drink, I would toast you, but I don't.
Probably best.
Probably best not to. That's it.
That's it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.